This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
A big bank penalty, $10 billion for BNP Paribas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith with the Marketplace Midday Update. BNP Paribas has reportedly gotten slapped with a $10 billion penalty from U.S. regulators. The charge stems in large part from the French bank doing business with Iran despite U.S. sanctions. Christopher Lowe joins me now. He's chief economist with FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stacey.
So a $10 billion fine for evading sanctions. What do you think about that?
It's huge. It is eye-poppingly large. To put it into perspective, the previous biggest fine for this kind of behavior was $1.9 billion. That was against HSBC. And at the time, that was considered huge. It was about three times bigger than the prior biggest. So there's been an enormous escalation in the size of these judgments.
How do you think BNP Paribas will respond? Do you think they'll keep doing business in the U.S.?
I think it's going to be a real challenge for them to continue to do business in the U.S., because of this, because the U.S. rules are so much more stringent than rules outside, and their operations are bigger outside the U.S.
What is the impact for the U.S. economy, fines of this size and possibly BNP Paribas leaving?
Well, I think the bigger impact is if they pull out, and that's because we're already seeing European banks dramatically reduce their financial operations here. What it does is it limits U.S. jobs. These banks hire Americans, but it also means a concentration of activity at the two big to fail U.S. banks. These banks already control just the biggest six, about 90% of U.S. deposits, and they're going to get bigger still.
How do you balance those concerns against the need for regulation?
Well, you know, it's really tough. And I think if we could, it would be nice to see a more deliberate approach, one that focuses on the specific things that went wrong, the activities that went wrong, but doesn't necessarily try and revolutionize the whole system in just a couple of years.
Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FTN Financial. Christopher, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just weeks ago that people were gasping at the $1 billion sale price for the Los Angeles Clippers. That was double the previous record for an NBA franchise. Now there's word former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has signed an agreement to buy the team for $2 billion. The expected deal comes after the NBA said it would force the sale of the team after owner Donald Sterling made racist remarks in a recorded phone call. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
There's a photo making the rounds this morning of Steve Ballmer at a playoff game earlier this month with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in his ear. Wharton Business School professor Kenneth Shropshire says it's easy to imagine Silver making his pitch to Ballmer right then.
If you think about the kinds of people you speak to, Ballmer would certainly be on your list of people to court.
That's because Ballmer's worth $20 billion, making him one of the richest people on the planet. Only someone like that can afford to pay a record $2 billion for an NBA team, a deal the league hopes is sweet enough to discourage Sterling from tying up the sale in court. Going forward, Emory University's Mike Lewis says the NBA would be psyched to have a deep-pocketed guy own the Clippers.
You know, they're sort of the New York Mets or the Chicago White Sox, right? I mean, they're the second team in that city. I think it's really attractive to the league to essentially, let's say, have two really strong franchises in a major city like L.A.
Disposing of Sterling and the Clippers going deep into the playoffs, for NBA owners, that would be fantastic. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
On Monday, the White House will roll out President Barack Obama's biggest climate change initiative, proposed regulations to limit the carbon dioxide created by existing power plants. The rules will reportedly set greenhouse gas reduction goals for every state. Dan Weissman has the story.
In terms of carbon emissions, states are, well, all over the map. John Larson is with the Rhodium Group.
You've got some states such as North Dakota or Wyoming where they're nearly 100% coal.
Meanwhile, Washington gets much of its power from zero-emissions hydroelectric dams. And some places, like California and some New England states, already have programs going to lower carbon emissions.
So some people come to the table and say, well, those states are going to be advantaged here.
That's Sarah Hayes with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Then you say, well, there's 25 states that already have energy efficiency savings plans in place. People will come to the table and say, well, those 25 states, they're ahead of the game. And then someone else will come and say, well, a state that hasn't done anything yet, they have the most low-hanging fruit on the table.
Which states actually get a head start will depend on how the EPA writes its rules. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
And finally, Southwest Airlines is getting fined for false advertising. The airline touted a $59 fare for flights from L.A., Chicago, or New York. When customers tried to get those fares, there were no seats available. The U.S. Department of Transportation hit Southwest with a $200,000 fine. That's about 3,389 flights at the $59 fare. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.